Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from englishwithkirsty.com. I'm Kirsty, and I support multilingual professionals to discover their voice in English. On the podcast, we talk about language, learning, and intentional communication. We hear about my guests' language journeys and share tips that help you communicate in a way that makes sense and sounds like you. Welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast. I just have a short episode for you today because it's something that I wrote about on LinkedIn, and I know that a lot of people listen to the podcast who aren't following me on LinkedIn. So first of all, if you do want to see more regular content from me, you can come and find me on LinkedIn. I'm Kirsty Danielle Wolf, and I'll add my LinkedIn link. But for anyone who hasn't heard this, I wanted to talk about gaining trust and whether people can trust us, because I know that a lot of people that I'm working with at the moment are having to rethink their marketing efforts a bit, maybe because they want to offer a new service, maybe because they need more clients. And when you need more work and more clients, you have to go and find them, because they're probably not just going to appear and ask you to work for them and everything will be great. Like, sometimes you have to do a bit more work to find those potential clients. And some of the people that I'm working with have had to change how they're working, because maybe they relied more on agency work, and that's either not there or it's not the kind of work that they want to do. So they're having to be a bit more proactive in terms of finding clients. But for many people, it's either changing because they're putting themselves out there more or having to be more proactive. Or for those of us who have been doing it, it's about maybe doing more of it because you are offering something new, or just because you want to find a different type of client. And I was thinking how much of this process can be predictable, in that you can plan how you're going to do it. So you can plan where you're going to do some research and what kind of clients you want to approach. You can maybe make a list or a nice spreadsheet like I like to do. You do your research, that's fine, you're alone, nobody's going to bother you while you're doing that. And then you can maybe plan what you're going to say to them. Some people outsource part of that process. I don't like to, but everybody is going to make their own decision about how much they want to use AI in this process of making that initial content. But if you sound like everybody else who's doing the same thing, you're maybe not going to get the best results. But anyway, you can plan how you're going to contact people, maybe through email or message or however you do it, and that can be planned in advance. You can wait until you're happy with it and send it off. Like, there's no time pressure there because nobody knows that you're doing it, and you can sit with it and look at it again, make sure you're happy. But the one part that you can't completely plan in advance is the part where you actually have to have a discussion with someone. And for all that we can structure what we're doing and make ourselves feel safe and comfortable and not send things off until we're happy, this is the one part where it can't be completely planned. So you can plan, you can practice how you want to talk about yourself and your services. And especially if you're doing that in another language, it's a good thing to do. We had the German networking meeting yesterday, and I was focused so much on getting everything ready and being organized, I was thinking, oh, I have to introduce myself now. What am I going to say? And that is a lot harder in another language, even one in which you feel fairly fluent, than it might be in your first language. So yeah, you can practice how you talk about yourselves, how you add value, what your different services and options are. But when you're having a real conversation, there's a certain part of that that is not predictable, because people are people, and they do things we don't expect. They ask questions we hadn't anticipated. And a lot of that is part of the getting to know them process, because you maybe don't know in advance. If you offer more than one service, you don't know which one is going to be most relevant to them. You don't know what exactly their needs are, because most companies are not going to advertise what their needs are so that all the competitors can see them. Part of that may come out as you're discussing what you can offer, which areas they may need support with, and it's like a discussion. You can work it out together, but you cannot plan this whole conversation in advance, because it would feel staged if you're feeling like you're keeping to a script, that doesn't feel very human. And I think that in a time where people are outsourcing more to AI, but if you're going to ask a company, especially like a direct client, to trust you enough to work with you, to bring you into their team, to take advice from you, to bring you into their workflow, they want to know who they're dealing with, and that can't just be like planned emails and somebody hiding behind their keyboard. They want to know who this person is in most cases. And so this means that however much we may want to plan and structure and have an idea how that should sound, there is a part of us that has to trust ourselves enough to be spontaneous. And A, that can be a challenge if it's not really something you've done before, if you've applied for roles where you just send in your CV, tell them what you can do, and wait for the work to come. That's a very different conversation to the conversation with a potential client who maybe doesn't even understand as much about the industry that you work in and what you can do for them. So, yeah, it's a conversation that you can prepare for, but you also have to trust yourself to be able to react and to be natural. And also to do that in another language can take a bit more confidence and a bit more practice. If that's something that you're planning to do in English, I am starting a new group, or possibly several new groups, for my Reactivate Your English program, which is a program for freelance translators who work with English, or usually translate out of English or using English regularly but don't have many opportunities to speak. So if you're listening to this in April 2026, I have an introduction meeting on the 28th where people can come and find out a bit more about the program. So if you're interested in that, then let me know. I shall put the link for the LinkedIn event in the show notes. If you're listening at another time and you think that that might be interesting, but the 28th of April 2026 has passed, you can also sign up for my newsletter, because that's when you find out about other events that are happening, or you can get in touch with me, because I will have the latest information about what's happening with the groups and when the next intake will be. And if you're thinking of doing something similar for other languages, I also know someone who's offering this service for German. So if you translate out of German and you want to feel more confident about using your German to speak with potential clients, I can put you in touch with Laura. She was on the podcast a couple of months ago, so you can find that episode too and work with her. But there are people who are offering these services to help people, because it's something that many people may have many years of working in a certain field, like translation, but this may be something that you're only starting to do now, or that you maybe want to start approaching more English or German speaking potential end clients. So if that's something you're thinking about, you can get in touch with us. If not, it's worth thinking about how you do want to present yourselves, because sometimes it's going to change depending on whom you're speaking with. If you're at like a family gathering and somebody asks you about what you do, it's going to be a very different presentation of what you do to a potential client, or even within the potential client group, depending on who they are, what they're doing, and how you're intending to help them, that will also look really different. So I think it's good to do some preparation, especially if you're working in another language. I know that sometimes I struggle with things that should be really easy and things that are really easy in English. When people ask me certain questions, I think, oh, yeah, how am I going to explain that? Because, you're on the spot, and it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be like you're rehearsing an answer, because you're being a real human being and you're answering a question in a natural conversation. But it's good to think about some of those questions and how you would answer them. But it's also good to not let the fear of not being perfect prevent you from actually having those conversations, because I know that sometimes people are reluctant to have them because they don't know how it's going to be. But the only way you really build confidence is either working with somebody like a trainer, and I offer those services, or is actually doing it, because a lot of the confidence comes just from making yourself feel a little bit vulnerable and doing it, having those conversations and being real. Because the last thing I want to say about this is I think the biggest mistake I've made in the past when starting to promote my services and talk with people in my additional languages is that I've focused so much on being perfect, or trying to be perfect, because we can never be perfect, but so much on not making any mistakes that I was not giving enough attention to being myself. And people do business with people buy from people. And yeah, you have to be credible, you have to show that you have the skills and experience and whatever that you claim to have. But at the same time, you have to be personal, because if you just sound like you're reading from a script, then you can't build connections and gain trust in the same way. So for anyone who's going through this and doing this, then I wish you well. And the best advice I can give is try not to stand in your own way by thinking that things have to be a certain way, because really it works best when you're you. Like, when you think about what you're going to say, when you have something meaningful to say and to contribute, but also to do it in a way that feels like you and sounds like you, even if it's in one of your other languages. So that's all I have for you this week. Next week we have another interview. I'm looking forward to bringing that to you. And in the meantime, have a great week and have fun with your languages. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.